everyone. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're talking history on the 6 channel. That makes no sense. 6 on the History Channel. And we have a very special guest in studio today, Breanne Davis, this very talented actress. We're going to ask her questions, and she's going to answer them. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
What happened?
Welcome, everybody,
to
AfterBuzz TV 6 on the History Channel. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Episode 6.
Episode
Confession.
6. Confessions. I was hoping I was going to get my song. Is it coming? Is it coming? Am I getting it?
Oh, there it is. Oh. Before we introduce ourselves. Yes. Let's listen to this lovely song. Should we fast forward?
Go ahead, Dan. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Daniel Lindgren. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at TheDanLindgren. Selly.
Hey, guys. I'm Francelli Chapman. You can catch me on all things at Selly Hangout.
Ooh, I am Breanne Davis. You can follow me on The Breanne Davis. Ooh,
oh.
Lena Graves.
Lena Graves in the house. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having
me. Oh, of course. Anytime. I just wanted to point out something to start the show.
What's that?
That, you know, technically, Breanne, you are sitting next to your arch nemesis.
No.
Because Selly is in love with your husband on the show.
Let's talk about how men are always trying to divide us women. You see what I'm talking about? Damn, yes. It's just the worst.
I would never want... I want to make a swirl out of you two. I don't want to divide you.
You see what I'm talking about? But, as I told Donnie, who was here last week, Bear is just my, you know, crush for the sake of this after show.
Right.
But in real life, he's married, and on the show, he's married.
Yes.
And I respect married men.
Right.
I do not covet no one's husband.
Well, let me steal your first question, Selly, because you want to know, how was it kissing Bear? That's what she wants to know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to live vicariously through you.
Yeah.
What's going on? I am married also.
Right.
See, there you go.
Lena, how was it kissing Bear?
Yes.
I mean, they are high school sweethearts. She hasn't kissed anybody else. She loves him with every ounce of her body.
Oh,
wow.
So awesome. I would think kissing him would be quite lovely.
Okay. Very nice.
Yeah. That's a great answer, girl.
Thanks.
That's a married woman answer. I love it.
Would you ladies lie bare on a bearskin rug with Bear?
Lena would.
Lena would, yes.
I was like...
And Selly would.
Selly would stay right here in her lane.
Selly better
sipping
like
her
back
tea.
Off.
Yes, I'm sipping my tea.
All right, let's get into the episode, guys. A lot of stuff happened tonight. I want to start off with the relationship between Naomi and Rip.
Oh, woo-hoo! My God.
Why did they not kiss? Why
Dan's
did they kiss?
So team Naomi and Rip.
It seems like it.
I've always predicted that there was a love there brewing. I'm not necessarily team them, though. I don't know how I feel.
What?
I never confessed. That's my confession for the night.
They were almost sitting in a tree tonight, KSSING. I know. It was so close to happening. I know you've seen all the episodes.
How do you feel about Rip and Naomi?
Do they kiss or not?
Do you want them
tell
to
me
happen?
Something.
What's going on?
I can't.
Well, can you at least tell me, are you rooting for them? Are you team them?
Are you rooting for them to kiss? Great. This is great.
Awesome.
A great start.
Yes, no, maybe.
Oh, wow.
She doesn't want to give us
nothing.
Listen, I love both their characters. Would that be complicated for them to be together? Yes.
Of course.
Would it be interesting? Yes. Would it be odd also? Yes.
You know what else would be interesting? Season 2? Yes, no, maybe?
Season 2. We're begging. Like, everyone on Twitter is going insane.
I know. We're going insane, too. I think one of us is always reaching out to A&E or history, and you know, fingers crossed, our numbers are really good, and we're like this close to finding out.
Oh
so
my.
Come on,
come on.
Will
people.
We know by next week?
I thought we were gonna know this week. I don't know. Every day, we're all looking at our phones, you know, texting each other, going, "Have you heard? What'd you hear? What have you heard?" So,
make sure everyone out there that watches us and watches the show, be sure to keep tweeting,
sticks
on history, keep saying we want them to come back for season 2,
because
Dan and I want to keep chatting about you guys
week. So, there's a little funny moment that happened between Rip and Naomi tonight, where she was, like, teaching the kids or something, and he just, like, kind of laughed, and, like, he was, I just feel like there's that connection.
You see the
spark? You ladies see this, or is it just me?
I know, I see the sparks. I'm not here for it.
Not here for it.
I'm not here for it. You know why? Because at the end of the day, from the pilot episode, I said that Rip is on a road to redemption. And I agree with that, and I'm all for that. I'm all for mercy and grace.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Race and people changing their life around, but the trajectory of Naomi's life and what she's been through,
of course,
I don't think that Rip is what's equally yoked for her.
Well,
that's just my opinion.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll go with that.
Well, look, Rip's ex has moved on. I just want Rip to move on too.
Gloria, just look it up
for Rip. Yep, keep singing to me, ladies. I'll just listen.
Flashdance. Best movie ever.
Okay, so Naomi and Rip got that. Codler and Buck's girl. She says, and you and I talked about this.
Tammy.
You and I talked about this on the commercial break. Whew. She said, "I didn't cheat on him until he died." And I asked you. I said, "But if he died, is it still cheating?" And you had a great explanation for that. Sally.
Well, not necessarily an explanation. There were my three scenarios.
Here
right,
we go.
The most extreme scenario, which I'm from a Latino background, and the old school traditional is even if your husband dies, you're just a widow. You don't take another husband, so you're just there forever. Mm. So technically being with another man would be cheating. And then there's the second thing where it's she can move on, but take a second husband. And because she's not married and now she slept with Calder, then that's kind of a sin. Or the third, which is just the sin of the bro code, which is she smashed the homies. Like, you don't do that.
Brianne, what would Lena do?
Well, Lena wouldn't do that. She's
the good Christian girl.
I'm just asking.
She wouldn't do that, but I think Tammy came about it as, they both needed to connect on a physical level, but in Navy SEAL world, that is not okay.
Yeah.
You are not just allowed to sleep with another man's wife, even if they're divorced. You can only do that if you're about to get married. Other than that, you can't have casual fling. This is the information I got behind the scenes.
Right.
It is not okay. Mm-hmm. So when he tells Bear that's why it's you do not, even if he's dead. It doesn't matter. You don't do that.
Were you ladies turned on at all with this water fight that happened?
Listen,
did we have to go in the water? Come on.
The punches.
Why did he rip their shirts off, too? And
first of all,
next
I
level
knew.
It. Come on.
I knew the punch was coming. I was like, oh no, he's about to tell Bear. He's about to confess. And Bear's already in this dark space. He already smashing wood. Now he's going to want to smash someone's face.
Yeah, so he's smashing wood.
Chill out.
All right, we'll get to his
wood. We're going to keep PG over here. So I just knew that the punch was going to happen, but then for Buddha to say to the beach now, I felt like this is kind of what they do as men who have all this aggression.
Mm.
So do you have any insight on that? Is that what happens?
Yeah, that's what they do. I mean, that's how they get out their emotions, I think. Mm-hmm. And I do remember that they were freezing cold in that water.
Yeah.
And all I heard about was how cold they were and they didn't want to get back in.
Yeah.
So when I saw it, it's not like I'm like, oh, yeah, guys. I just remember them being like, it's so cold.
Because it's so cold. And
the actors were like, it's so cold.
Shrinkage? Is that what we're talking about?
I didn't ask
you
that.
Said, you kind
She's
of brought
a
it up there.
Married woman, Dan.
I have to say, oh, I keep forgetting that. So I'm talking
She's
to...
She's been in real life.
Talking to a married woman, yes.
Real life.
And in that scene at the beginning, before that happens, doesn't Bear mention... Sarah, your daughter, and he says that he thinks that she died because he killed a kid.
A kid. Mm-hmm.
Thoughts on that? Because how did Sarah die? Can you tell me that?
Do we know?
We don't know yet.
Mm-mm. Oh, she
we
can't.
We haven't found out.
No,
we don't.
No. No.
How old did she die at?
4 months.
We don't know what of yet. You had a guess on that. You said...
Well, no, I didn't have a guess on that because the episode where I saw you guys actually held her, I said that on one of our after shows that I didn't know it had gotten to that point. In the first couple episodes,
That's
it seems
said, yeah.
as though you guys either miscarried or had a stillborn. It wasn't revealed yet. But then episodes later, when we see you holding the child, it was like, oh, my God. She, gave birth to this child and was able to receive this child. And,
All I know and all I can say is, which was already revealed, is that she stopped breathing and we didn't know why. So that's...
But they don't... They're not going to tell us the end of season, episode 8? They're not going to tell us?
I can't tell you!
All right. Bear's confession to Lena. How was it filming that scene?
Brutal.
Yeah.
That was a very difficult scene for both of us. And we just, you know... Probably after everyone, we were both, like, in tears. Yeah.
Did you agree with how Lena reacted, where she, like, supported him? Do you think that Lena agreed with his decision to do all those things on that mission?
I think hearing it, that's the first time she's ever heard. So that was really important to me. Like, she's not allowed to ask questions, you know. Mm-hmm.
And that's a common thing. Wives don't know what these guys are doing.
Buddha's wife went through that in this episode, too. Yeah. And I've talked to Dan about this before, about your character in particular, that what I've struggled with is that behind every man is a strong woman, mm-hmm. and the military wives are so vital and important to the men. But I feel like I haven't been able to really see how you've been affected by Sarah's death. Yeah. I feel like we see Bear's internal struggle, but I don't get to see yours. And I just want to know more about you and how you feel as the character and the actor, because these are some really, really tough issues that you're dealing with all around. Like, yes, your husband is going through this stuff, and then the child. It's just a lot.
And then not even being connected to my husband. He's so disconnected. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's the, you know, Lena's always trying to pull Bear, you know, Joseph back, and to have that connection and to start a family again. And that's what I talk, this military wife, like, they've been together for 25 years. She doesn't know where he's going, when he's coming back, any of that. She can never ask. So to stay connected to your husband, just in that sense, is difficult. Mm-hmm. And then put a lost child. And, you know, Nadine and I, you know, really put a lot into these wives. And we're hoping, you know, season 2, you'll get to see those more moments.
But do you get to meet any military wives?
I talked on the phone with one particular one that I based her on. Mm-hmm. Because, honestly, like you said, the Navy SEAL and the military families are the strongest women I have ever met. Mm. Because they have to be. They hold down the fort. They have a job. If you don't have a job, the marriages usually don't last. So she's literally, when I was talking to her, the most independent, strong-willed. She can't put her emotions on her husband, or he can't go off and do his job. Mm. And that's what I got from her in the information.
We had Donnie Boaz in here last week, name drop, at Donnie Boaz on Twitter and Instagram. And he mentioned that there was a lot of deleted scenes. Were there any deleted scenes with you and Bear, and maybe showing more of that emotion or anything like that? Can you tell us about some of the deleted scenes at least?
There was a lot of those, and we, you know, a lot of the wives, we had scenes together there's so many cast members, you know, especially...
This is a big cast.
It's a big cast. So to equally tell the story, some stories got left out, which happens. Mm-hmm.
Is there one that you wish made the cut?
Yeah, there was this amazing scene with Tammy and Lena that after, which kind of ties in what happened with Calder and everybody, but I'm trying to help her in bed, and she's like, how do you do it? How do you get up every morning and like... when Sarah's not here. Like, we go through this whole thing, and I have this moment, and we had this moment as wives after the funeral, and that got cut. You know, and the writers and the showrunner were like, we are so sorry. We had to cut it. We didn't have any... Like, they
apologized?
Yeah, they apologized. I mean, they were actually really upset about it. And the beautiful thing is, Barry was really upset. He's like, no, that scene, you know, as my scene partner, he was so upset.
Speaking of Barry, didn't he have a question he wanted to do?
He
tweeted out to you, Sally.
You don't know how excited I got. When my bear.
More excited than when he was playing with wood in the episode?
Your bear?
This show, he's my bear, okay?
He's your teddy bear. Take him to bed every night.
No. But he did say to ask you, out of all the actors to play her husband on 6, who is the best?
to play my husband. He is the only one that plays my husband.
He's obviously just being funny here. Yes.
Well, the best has to be Barry. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
He's just, I mean, so handsome.
Tell us about Barry, not Bear. Tell us about Barry. What's he like in real life?
Working with?
He mumbles a lot.
What do you mean? What? That's what you're going to tell us?
That's the secret?
He weighs 220 pounds. He mumbles.
Especially if he's drinking beer in the pub. And he'll be like, rrr, 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 rrr,
rrr, rrr.
And I'm like,
what else happened on those drunken nights? Give us a scoop.
Well, we went paintballing one time.
Drunk?
Laser tag, not paintball.
That's so different.
We were kind of drunk. A little of us were drunk.
A little of us?
That's really good English.
A little of us were drunk.
A little of us were drunk.
That's that Georgia coming out.
It is. It's totally ATL. I get tired. I'm really tired. I start talking like this. No, we got crazy at the laser tag.
What laser tag did you go to?
In Wilmington.
Oh, you were all in North Carolina.
Yeah. In like the summer, and we were like trying to kill each other. Like it was extreme. Like we were all nuts.
Who won? Who won in laser tag? Be honest.
Who won? I think it was our team.
It was like, it was red versus
Barry,
blue or something.
Me, Edwin, we had like a big group.
Did you have Buck on your team?
No, he was not on our team.
Come on, Buck.
No.
He says he's the most competitive person ever, and he lost in laser tag. Tweet us out.
Yes.
At Donnie Boaz and tell us what that's about.
How did that happen? How did that happen?
Watch me be wrong. Can we like...
That's all right. We're going to pretend you're right.
Yeah, all right.
Sally, you had an issue with something on the show, and you were really freaking about how there was a child.
I had a lot of issues. Like, my notes were crazy because... There's so many things that this show tackles, which I really appreciate as an audience member and also someone who, like, follows what happens in the world, right? And so, you know, there's this complexity and layers to war crimes and what soldiers do and don't do. And, like, everything that they're going through is so real. But then again, America's stance sometimes where we're this bully where we feel like, well, they can't do it to us, but we can do it to them.
Right.
That really bothers me because this whole kidnapping the sister and then the child's there. Like, that is what Bear is bearing, you know, is the weight of that because technically he knows it's wrong. But you're kind of trained in a way that it says, no, everything goes out there.
Right.
You know?
I mean, should they have stopped the mission? I mean, I think they had to keep going, right?
They had to.
They had to finish the mission, though there was a kid involved?
War is messy.
It's complicated.
It's complicated, and that's why I always say, no matter if you agree with the war or what's going on, you have to agree with the soldiers and that are risking their lives every day. So it's hard for me to say if that's right or wrong because, you know, we look at it and go, no, but then another circumstance is a kid that's blowing up. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's so complicated.
Which is why I don't judge them, you know, like the characters or the soldiers in real life themselves. It's more so like what, you know, the organization behind what makes this happen and why these soldiers, and Donnie talked about this beautifully when he was on the show last week, how, and then they come home and we don't take care of them. There's so much mental illness and health, and there's so many veterans that are on the street in Skid Row, and it's just unacceptable that, you know, we make them do these things, and then we don't take care of them when they come home.
No, my father served in Vietnam, so, yeah, I'm a military family, so I know.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen my mom, I mean, I'm sure he's fine, but when he came home, he wasn't the same.
Right.
And, you know, if coming back from Vietnam, it was so bad. It was like... So they didn't support their soldiers at all, you know, in that time. So
how's your dad doing now?
He's good.
He's good.
He's really proud of the show. He loves the show.
Is he watching right now?
Does he watch?
I don't know. It's pretty late in Georgia.
He's still in Georgia?
Yeah, he's still in Georgia.
Watch it on YouTube tomorrow.
Right.
After Buzz episode 6. All right. So we talked about that. Let's get into Michael.
Oh, Michael.
The episode.
That's what I just have to say about Dominic.
The episode starts off, and he, you know, he makes Rip do the speech. They kind of like re-talk about that and stuff. And every time he does stuff like that, I'm like, oh, Michael, forcing Rip to do stuff.
I really feel like Michael was coming for the jugular in this one.
Oh, you know, man.
Like, literally going up to Naomi and trying to crush his hopes and dreams about that love affair. Like, well, you don't know who this man really is. I was like, oh, you know, so I really love that. But things took a turn for Mr. Dominic this episode.
Chase says he wants to, he thinks he's going to be the next Osama bin Laden. Chase right. calls him, like, says that's what Michael wants to be.
And shout outs to Chase for being the real MVP of this episode, because he got the footage that is helping them put the pieces together of who this guy is and how they're connected to them in the first place, because they had no idea who had Rip and why they had him, and now they do.
Yeah. Brianne, Michael with shades or without shades?
Without.
Without. See, you're with shades on Michael.
Sometimes.
Oh, man.
You know, I switch it up. Every week is different.
I thought you liked it so much that you wanted to wear sunglasses at night. That's what I thought you wanted.
No, nobody looks good in sunglasses at night.
You look like a cornball. Like you're trying way too hard, my friend. Like, it's not sunny nowhere in this building.
Rip kind of, I mean, just the relationship between Rip and Michael is so good. They're both stabbing each other, like, wherever they can get a little dig on them. Mm-hmm, I think it's great. What did you guys like about the digs that they were giving each other all night? Because, I mean, Rip's the reason that Mutaki's, like, gives Michael up, right? Yeah, Rip gives him the idea.
I thought it was brilliant writing. I mean, it was so great because it really does give you an insight on, like, loyalty and how things turn. And I mean, you just don't see these things coming. And that's what I enjoy about that kind of writing, because it's like, it's not predictable. You're not watching the show and like, oh, that's going to happen. No, like, I'm really like, oh, I didn't see that one coming at all. Like,
it's great.
They're cellmates now.
I know.
It's great.
If that doesn't get me to watch next week. I mean, but besides the whole Naomi and Rip relationship, I'd like this Michael and Rip relationship as well. I just think it's so much relationship. Fun.
Right.
They just like feed off of each other.
They're great.
Beautiful. Their scenes are so beautiful.
They are.
There's one thing I did want to talk about. Bear being so uncomfortable with the pastor being at the house. Yes. I want to know, like, what was Lena's, like, motive behind that? Because at the same time, I was kind of mad at him for tapping out during the prayer. You didn't open your eyes, so I wasn't sure if you caught it at all. But I'm like, he really is disconnected. And I'm a little mad at him because, bro, there's a man of the cloth
in the house. Was that scene after they did the mission or before? It was before the mission, right? Mm. Yeah, that's what I
can't remember.
I think it was before. I want to say it was early on because he came into the house. He seemed fine.
It was after the mission.
It was after the mission?
It was after, yeah.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
He was already... I mean, he's just...
He was already far gone.
He's far gone, and Lena's just trying to keep everything together.
And he was so far gone, he went to the garage and played with his wood.
Instead of his wife.
Wow. Interesting.
Woo!
Remember that scene in You Guys in the Doctor's Office?
Yeah.
Was that awkward to film that a little bit? You're acting. It's fine.
No, we actually had a really good time. Okay. It was really fun. And we laughed a lot.
Two married people having fun acting. I like this. It's not...
Dan's the worst.
No, I'm not the worst. I just thought it was like, three pumps and he was done. I just couldn't get over that. That's true. That's what happened.
It was actually longer, but you
they cut it down?
They cut it down.
Oh.
Barry, she's saving you right now.
Oh god, I'm hitting stuff. I'm so excited. I'm gonna say they cut his wood down, but I'm all over the place.
No, it was much longer and it was
Yuri, what are you doing now? It was much longer. I thought so.
I'm telling you, that's what Barry, your co-star, is helping you out here, bro.
Yep.
He doesn't want
You had his front in that other scene.
Because he is a man. He doesn't want people to think he's a one-minute man. And you're over here. Over here making it happen. I love it. I love it.
All right. We'll back to the serious stuff. So you go and visit Lena. Your character, Lena, goes visits Tammy.
I felt like it was the Real Housewives Navy SEALs.
Gloria.
Takes one to know one type situation. Like, oh, what?
I know. You know, I think that it came off that way because she, you know, after Gloria left, which you guys didn't know either, they stopped being friends. Mm. And it's hard to keep. It's a family. So when somebody goes, it's a family.
Yeah.
And Rip was still in the family. So Gloria kind of got left out. And normally, and I'm sure I think Donnie mentioned it, is Navy SEAL wives usually marry other Navy SEAL wives.
He
but
did
Gloria
say that.
Didn't. She went off and, you know, got it.
Yeah, who's Dylan? What does Dylan do? Is he a firefighter, policeman? What does he do?
I think he's a banker because her house is so nice.
Oh, that's where we're going?
That's what I made up in my
head.
Very
nice.
All right. That very house good. Is nice. We're going to go
was
with that.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, but I walk in and I'm just like.
Was that filmed on a set or a real house?
Real house.
Real house. Mm.
Yeah. So, wait, you said that. So, if I'm a Navy SEAL wife and my husband passes away, I just go.
Or you divorce.
Or I divorce. I marry another Navy SEAL?
Yes, that happens.
It's preferred, but it's not. You don't have to do it, right?
You don't have to do it. It just happens a lot.
So, it's frowned upon if you don't do that?
It's not frowned upon. It's just how it works in that world.
You're close-knit. I mean, it's like maybe like an NBA wife. Maybe she wants to be another NBA.
You know the lifestyle.
You want, and you'd want to keep that lifestyle going, I guess, if you're comfortable with it. All right. Hold on. Is Lena going to break it off with her man, Bear?
Are we in predictions? Is what we're
at? Oh, I didn't mean to go to predictions. I didn't mean to go to predictions yet.
What?
No, because I have personal questions to ask this one. So no, no predictions.
This one.
Okay. So
one over here, Brianne.
I love that.
Brianne Davis.
So do I think that Lena's gonna?
How did you feel? Okay, how did you feel about the scene? That we won't do predictions yet. We'll wait. Because you have another prediction about fish bait.
I do. We'll get to that later.
Yeah. Fish bait and this scene. We'll do later. Okay.
I mean, I love her scenes. I love everything that's happening. I think I want to save it till we do go to predictions to talk about.
Okay, she had the most. These are the most scenes I think your characters had in the run. Like you had like four major scenes or five major scenes this episode.
And last episode was a big one for me and a couple more. But yeah, these couple ones were big.
All right,
a lot of stuff going on for her.
Before we get into questions for her, any other topics in the episode that you want to bring up before I jump off that? Anything else happening? I know you
have
some.
I tweeted this to Dominic already. I felt like...
Oh, you and Michael.
Michael's trying to, like, bring me over to the dark side. That's what's happening. Oh, but body. I will say that when Mutaki said we needed to talk, I felt like he was being called into the principal's office. I was like, oh, Michael's in trouble.
Mike,
like,
you said that loud.
I did. I was like, whoa.
Michael's in trouble.
He is in trouble. He went against everything he was supposed to do. He did the opposite. He wasn't supposed to do that.
But would you guys do that if that happened to your brother, though? I mean, I think I would.
Well, yeah, probably.
So it's like, I'm on Michael's side. It's like, I almost want Michael to be the good guy, even though I know that he can't, not with the things that he's doing, these poor girls. And to Naomi's
But he's
character.
In a very tricky place because although he's doing this stuff to these girls, if these things were within the mission of what Mutaki wanted to do, he wouldn't care. So it's because he's doing these things on a personal agenda is why it matters. Because they do horrific, torturous things
but for their
all the time. Yes. But they do it for a different cause and mission. And because he's making this personal, that's what the real problem is.
Yes, correct. Exactly. Bing, bing, bing. You got it correct.
Bing, bing, bing. I thought it was ding, ding, ding. No, what's yours?
She puts a B in front of everything. Hello.
Yours is bing, bing, bing.
She's bare-matized.
I say ding, ding, ding. What do you say when the bell goes?
I say ding, 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 too.
Okay, you're on my... Okay.
But she does bing, 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 because she's bare-matized.
Oh, she's bare-matized?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Like, every night, like, every Wednesday
she
night after this airs, I have a dream about Bear because of you.
Because of me.
And now because of you.
I talk
it's weird.
Bear's going to love that.
He's usually shirtless, very hairy chest. I mean,
oh, my God, Dan.
He's a bear.
He's a bear. That's all. I'm just describing what he looks like. All right. I'm going to get to some personal stuff about you.
Okay.
Are you ready, Brianne Davis?
I'm ready.
Dawson's Creek 2001?
Yay.
What? Circa 2001, you're on Dawson's Creek?
I love it.
My How does this happen? What was your character? What's going on?
Well, it was my first TV job.
Woohoo!
I love Dawson's Creek.
With James Vanderbeek, and I played...
You don't have to tell me who's on the show. I'm a 90s kid, right?
And I played his assistant, Ashley the Hot Assistant was my name.
Hold on. In the credits, it said Ashley the Hot Assistant?
Yes, that was my
name. No, be real with me.
Yes, it's
Ashley the Hot Assistant.
Yes.
Okay.
That was it.
I'm not gonna. The title works for you. So.
Yes.
I'm flirting with a married girl. Just kidding. All right.
He has a girlfriend.
All right. Anyway, so what's up? What happened with? That was your first. Were you nervous?
It
was
so nervous.
Filmed in Wilmington.
Yes, North filmed Carolina. In Wilmington, and then going back for six was so great.
And you were the same. What season was it? Season five.
It was so long ago.
But you said you were playing James Vanderbeek's assistant.
Yeah, it was
assistant.
At the end.
So how it was like when he was doing like the directing thing in Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was, you were supposed to be in Hollywood, but you were in Wilmington? Yeah. Well, behind the scenes, and they weren't really in Hollywood. Woo-hoo! They weren't there at all.
Crazy.
Oh my God. I can't believe you told us that.
Yeah.
God, everyone's like, anyone from the 90s right now, they're just like, oh, I can't believe Dawson's Creek. They didn't actually go to Hollywood to film it.
But it's in the credits. Usually you can find that stuff, but it tells you where they film.
Like, yeah. Well, all right, whatever. All right, if you were single, biggest crush you would have on the show out of all the actors, male, female, whatever you want to, whoever you think is like the...
I mean, come on. It's Barry. Yeah. It has to be Barry.
All right.
Yeah.
We're Team Bear over here.
Is he the strong, silent type? Like, what's his personality like?
Goofy. He's really goofy. And we
laugh
a lot.
I love goofy guys.
He loves to eat.
You love to eat.
Oh, I do.
And, he does drink. He likes to drink.
Oh, you know, we can work on that.
He likes to get a little.
You know what that sounds?
He's British, though.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
Which I give him a hard time about, so I'm allowed to say
it. I know that he's British because I looked it up, but, like, his accent, his American accent is
perfect. And Juan Pablo, he's the sweetest.
So he's the sweetest, but he's not your crush.
No.
He's like the nice kid in high school that you friend zoned him.
Yeah.
You friend zoned Juan Pablo?
Juan Pablo in the friend zone, okay?
No,
you
did
not talk to me. All right. It's okay. It's all good.
No, but like Nadine would pick Juan Pablo.
Yes,
so it's kind of like a, you know.
Yeah, it's a girl code. You don't
it's
do
a
that.
Girl code.
It is. Yeah. You wouldn't understand it.
That's your partner. He's my partner.
Yeah.
Hey, I think
scene
it's great.
Partner. You gotta,
scene yeah. partner.
You gotta have
the it. Gotta have it.
We know the loyalty is real over here.
Yeah. Mm.
The loyalty is real.
Yes.
Well, what I think is great, and I love this movie, Jarhead. You were in that.
Oh, yes. Incredible job.
You're going to tell me all about how that... You were Jake Gyllenhaal's girlfriend, I think.
I was.
Because I remember watching this.
Do you know our showrunner wrote that?
William
wrote that.
Full circle for you, for
I know,
real.
For
oh,
real,
my gosh.
Yeah.
Is that how you got the audition for Six?
No, but I went in, and then when I had to go in for my last time, he was like, oh, my God, you were a baby before. He didn't even recognize me until, like, the last callback.
How many callbacks were there?
There was only two, but they were like an hour and a half.
I heard they were
two
long.
2 hours, yeah. Wow. I was in there forever.
Wow.
Which was great as an actor because you get to like go and just play. Mm-hmm. Like it felt like
you did the scene like 100 different ways or something like that? That's cool.
That's what I said. When I got the part, I actually didn't know how they wanted me to do it. I was like...
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
What other way was Lena portrayed during the...
There was another scene in it, and it was very... It was... She talked a little more sexual. Just a little... Like, the way she talked was different.
Okay.
That obviously is not in...
With an accent, or just...
Yes, she had that for an accent. No!
Well, she's Russian now? What is happening?
I don't know what that was. That was like half French,
I think
half
it was Russian.
Is it Russian?
Ah. Oh my gosh.
No, she just... There was a very sexual scene, and the way I portrayed it was more sexual. And then we like peeled that back. So it...
Right.
You know, she organically came to life.
You fly helicopters?
I do.
How's that?
That's
amazing.
She's a rock star.
Yeah.
She's a rock star.
What instrument do you play when you're a rock star?
I would play the air guitar.
The air guitar.
Yes! Yeah. Guitar hero every time. Every time.
Every time?
Every time. And it's Eye of the Tiger for me. What's your...
Oh, I don't have...
You don't have a song?
No.
Do you have a karaoke song?
I do.
What's your karaoke
song? Gangster's Paradise.
Oh, my God!
Oh, nice. Mine's a lot like that. Mine's Prince Ali from Disney's Aladdin. Same thing, right? No? No, it's not?
She's the real MVP. Gangster's Paradise. Come on, girl.
High five!
I was going to
talk about.
I'm sitting over here by myself with my Aladdin joke.
I'm really excited there's estrogen in the room.
I just pictured you on, like, a carpet. Like...
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I could do the whole song right now. I know I could.
Oh, my God.
The worst.
I won't do it.
The worst.
I could, though. I know I could. All right. Waterboarding. Let's just get into that real quick before we get into the predictions. they were saying, like, waterboarding won't work for Rip. How bad, how ripped is Rip for not, like, that's like, no, that's where they put the towel on you in the water, right?
I watch another show that talks about waterboarding. I'm very familiar.
My God. Like, I wouldn't last 2 seconds.
No, I wouldn't.
Interrogation.
No. And the Calder scene with his daughter was heartbreaking to me.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get into that. Yeah.
Lindsay's such a great, she's so
She called
great.
Him out like 3 different times in that episode.
As much as, like, I always say to every time she comes on the screen, I'm like, she couldn't be my child because I'd whoop her tail. Mm. But there was just something about the rejection of a father that just is heartbreaking as a girl. Like,
and he hasn't been there.
You he already hasn't been there. Her. She already felt rejected. And now this
she
is
was abandoned. So as like that's a lot of what happens with these families, mm-hmm. and to show that side, it's like yes, there's these heroic men, but it affects the families. And I think she's doing a beautiful job. And I even think I'm like, dude, you have so much attitude, but she's so great in it.
Yeah.
And that was heartbreaking when he said that to her. Like I just was.
I don't get his. I loved his character at first because he's such a ladies' man, and I was like, oh, I want to be a ladies' man someday. And I just thought I loved his character, but now it's like I don't know what's happening. He's becoming like I'm like, no, why would you do that? No, why would you do that? And I'm like, no, stop. Like,
yeah.
Look
because
yourself
he's
in the
a
mirror.
Train wreck.
His whole thing is not connecting.
Right.
And there's this daughter that comes back, and he first is like this, and then he starts bringing her in, and he stops, like, sleeping with all these random women. And mm-hmm. so he's, like, opened, and now he realizes he can't.
Right.
So he has that, you know, every way he functioned is not working anymore.
Yeah.
And I love that we got to see a lot of Edwin's behind-the-scenes life in this.
That was the first time we've seen it.
The fact that his father was part of the civil rights movement was everything. I was like, writers, you guys are coming through with, like, all the different backstories.
But did you see the car he drove? Because the guys are going to want me to say it.
Oh, yeah,
the Seafoam Green Prius. And they were all like...
They were just giving a hard time about it being a Seafoam Green Prius.
I mean, it was like they ragged on him the entire shoot for that.
I mean, he didn't get to choose the car, though, right?
Right.
They just gave it to him and said, drive this.
Here's your car. And they were like, what?
Why would you get a Seafoam Green Prius?
You know, Chase is the, you know, the good guy trying to walk on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
Also, but, you know, he didn't. He cut some corners to get that video, and that was for the Brotherhood. It just goes to show that the Brotherhood is so tight that... Yeah. You will do some things that are a little in the gray. Sometimes that's the way it works, you know?
No, and they're more of a family sometimes than they are with their family. And I think you see that. And that's hard, you know, as
a woman.
The
wife.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, so.
They take kind of precedence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're around them just as much, right? If not more.
More.
Is there a different? Well, of course there's a difference, but I mean... When you guys get together for the table read and then you watch it live because you haven't seen it before that, right? So then it's like...
It's honestly, we all watch it like we're watching it for the first time. You know, when we saw the last episode, all of us know, you know, the 8 of us knew what was going to happen and no one else knew. Mm. But when we watched it together, it was like watching it for the first time. And just like our first table read together was the most... Like, the energy of it just, we all love each other and we all get along. And you can't really say that a lot, but it's just, like, we love our show. Like,
that's
we're
awesome.
So proud of it because we know it's bigger than us. And that's what it feels like. And, you know, when we lost one of our cast members, we were all like, oh, no, is the energy going to go away? We had 2 weeks down and we didn't know what was going to happen. And then when Walt stepped in, it was there even stronger. It was like, oh, this is bigger than
us. Wait, Walt wasn't the original Rip?
No.
Tell us this, Derek.
Oh.
What happened to the... Is the original cast member okay?
Yes, he's okay. He got sick. So he had to...
From doing the SEAL training?
No. He just got sick. But it was Joe Manganiello.
Yes,
original Rip, yes.
Wow.
Yes. And he's a great guy.
He's a great actor too. I can't imagine.
I know.
Walden not being Rip, man.
Right.
I know. We shot the first 2 episodes, and then they had to reshoot everything for Rip.
Yeah. All his scenes, right?
Yeah.
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 Ooh, right. Well, we got some good juice.
Got some juice.
Hey.
I want some more juice, but you wouldn't give us what happens.
Davis is in a building.
What happens in episode 7 and 8? No, can't tell me that. Ah, oh, you're right. We gotta wait. Well, all right, so let's get to some predictions. Yes, before we get out of here tonight. Yes.
Here. There they go. There they go.
Yeah, here we go. After Buzz TV. Look at this.
Come on.
How cool is that?
Like, we're buzzing around.
Could this be any more high tech right here?
We're buzzing.
We're going to do the first one is Lena going to break it off with your boyfriend Bear? BB, boyfriend Bear.
I really don't think so. I think that.
I said the same thing.
First of all, they're rooted in God. So it's like she's going to go into her prayer closet and have a serious conversation with her Lord and Savior before she makes any kind of decision like that. And I think that because God is the root and the foundation of their marriage, her walking away isn't the same like everyone else, which is why, although that scene with Gloria affected her, because it's one of those things that there is a sisterhood that you hope for, and that's what she was coming to her for, and then you didn't get that, that was hurtful. But I think at the end of the day, her and Bear are so solid because it's her, Bear, and God. That ain't going nowhere.
Brianne, thoughts, a.k.a. what do you know?
I mean, what do I know?
So you know what happens, right? So
I was present.
So give us the
she
thoughts.
Was there.
Just give us your thoughts, then.
What are your predictions?
What do you want to happen?
I want us to get picked up for season 2.
Yeah.
Oh. Do we need Quattrall?
I guess not, but I like doing it.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. All right, and what was your prediction on fish bait before we get out of here?
Oh, my gosh. I really, you know, I made it a funny, but I'm corny that way. I was like, oh, fish bait going in for the bait, because they got him in they got him in front of the truck, you know, to go.
They got him in driver's seat of that truck, yeah.
So I'm like, and his face didn't look like this might go too well. I don't want a Buck part 2. I don't want to see us lose another member.
Yeah.
But I don't know how well this mission's going to go. It's very dangerous what they're about to do.
Right.
And I'm for sure, stuff is going to go down. Someone's going to get hurt. I wouldn't say necessarily die. I'm going to pray about that one. But I'm definitely believing that some things are about to go unexpected. They're going to go a little haywire.
It's going to go really haywire.
Ooh,
right. Real bad.
Naomi and Rip, my prediction, they will at least give each other a hug. Come on, like, kiss already. What the hell?
She did put her hand on his knee.
Oh, yeah, we saw that.
I was like, ooh, girl.
Yep. There we go.
Hand on the knee is something.
I mean, it's nothing with what Lena's character did with Bear, but, well, you know, we'll take it.
But they're married. Yes. Yeah. Naomi and Rip are in a whole other situation.
Someday Rip and Naomi will be married. More predictions.
In Dan's world.
See?
Brianne Davis, I want to thank you so much for being
thank
here.
You
you're
for
you're
yes.
a sweetheart. This was so much
awesome.
Fun.
I love laughing with
you're
you
the
guys.
Best.
It's really fun.
Thank you guys for watching the after show
yes.
for 6. Episode 6.
Confession.
My name is Daniel Lindgren. You can follow me at The Dan Lindgren on Instagram and Twitter. Also, Kiss and Tell Show on everything social media.
Hey, I'm Frintelli. You can catch me on all things at Selly Hangout. And also right here at After Buzz on Mondays for Jane the Virgin.
Mm.
And I'm joining the new panel, The Breaks.
Woo!
And Brianne Davis, Lena Graves. I sound like game show host. The Brianne Davis.
There it is. That's where we find. All right, thanks, guys. See you
Bye.
Next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.